On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA, it's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen, and from ARC Federal Credit Union, Liesl Kapphammer, and we have the monthly edition of Money Matters. Good afternoon.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
All right. We wanted to talk here about what you want to do as far as planning for your retirement. And we have a couple of disclaimers that we have to make mention.
Yes.
You're not a financial advisor.
Correct.
You're not an attorney. You're not a tax lawyer.
Right.
But you do deal with finances at ARC, so you have some idea of this. But whatever we say here is a suggestion, and you should think about it carefully, see how it fits your situation, and check it over with either your accountant, tax advisor, attorney, whatever you feel is best, right?
Right. Yeah, we're offering this for educational purposes only to kind of give you a starting point if you don't have that reference. A lot of people are kind of unsure when it comes to that retirement planning. And
yeah, and it's something that, you know, I was looking over the outline of what you have here. And honestly, this program could have helped me a great deal when I was younger, because right. It's never too late to start saving money. But, you know, when you start saving it earlier, you can save a lot more based on compounding alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So these are things to keep in mind. And like I've jokingly but not jokingly said, when we talk about budgeting, one of the things I've mentioned on the show often is I make X spend a lot less than X.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly the most professional way to do it. You've given some better examples on the course of the program, which you can find, by the way, at the ARC Federal Credit Union site or at WRTA.com as podcast going back to the beginning of the year. But this would perhaps mean a lot more as far as what people could do when you want to plan for retirement, which will show up sooner than you think. It will one day. Set a target number. This is the difficult thing for me. How in the world do I know what I'm going to need later, especially with inflation, and I don't know what X is going to be and how much I might get in Social Security or how much that I'm going to be earning later in life, especially if I am younger and I'm planning ahead. Where do you start?
Right. And so there are some guidelines around that. And like everything financial, it is very dependent on your situation, what you want to achieve. But roughly, you can take your current monthly expenses and multiply by 400. That is one of the guidelines that you can use. Again, none of this is set in stone. None of this is a black and white answer, but it'll give you a starting point. There are other approaches to take. You could say aim by the time you hit 30, aim to have like your salary, the amount of your salary, what you make in a year, saved. Or by the time you hit 40, aim to have three times of what you would make in a year saved. There are like, you know, decade level milestones and benchmarks to hit. There are different ways to approach it. And also consider, what do you want to do in your retirement? What lifestyle do you want to live? Do you feel like the kind of person that's more of a homebody? You're going to stay in the area, tend a garden, hang out with your dog? Well, what is it that you want to do with your life? Or are you the kind of person that wants to travel the world in your retirement and you want to take cruises and you want to jet set and visit things? And it's very dependent on how you want to live.
Honestly, most of the advertising I see about any financial products, and this is from the big guns nationally or internationally, is, and also in all those commercials with, they say, ask your doctor. Everybody's going either planting a community garden or they're going on a cruise somewhere or they're hiking Kilimanjaro or something like that. And I don't know how much realism is involved in that. And also I notice people in commercials that talk about retirement, the older people are getting younger in the advertisements, or I'm getting older, or there's a combination of both.
You know, I think that sometimes I'll just driving around and I'm like, everybody driving is getting younger. Like, I'm definitely not getting older. It's these people behind the wheel. They're so
young. But even in the ads, even before I was getting older, I noticed that the older people in ads were getting younger. At least it seemed that way. I mean, at least they have gray hair in some of them now, but it's not quite the way they used to show it years ago.
It's a marketing thing for sure. They're trying to reach a demographic that does not see themselves as aging. They're still very active. They're still very involved with life, and they're not going to roll into retirement in a home and just sit in a chair and play checkers all day. You know, they're a very active retirement.
Well, two things. If people were listening to what you have on your outline here, when they're younger, they're going to have an easier time of it in retirement. But also, I think that somebody who is 65 now, when I was a kid, when they were 65, I didn't think of them as ancient, although a lot of my contemporaries did. But older people were older then. People were retiring at 62 and 65 consistently, as opposed to, I'm going to work until I'm 75. What else am I going to do with my life? They're younger, older people now.
Younger. And that's fair to say, too, because, think of advances with, just medicine and health and things like that. And there is definitely a mindset shift, because you're looking at Gen X is what we're looking at walking into retirement soon.
Yeah.
I don't think of people that are Gen X as old or ready to retire. That is the next generation, because our boomers are.
Yeah. It used to be the greatest generation was retirement. Then it was the boomers. And now, sorry, boomers, but now there's another generation coming up behind you going into retirement, if they so choose. And if they do some of the stuff that Liesl's got listed here, it may be easier on them as well. You want to say choose your retirement accounts. Well, what can you choose from and how do you make that determination?
So a lot of employers will offer like a 401k, which allows you to set aside a portion of your earnings, every paycheck, into a retirement account. And there are also IRAs, which can help you. You don't have to have that through an employer. A lot of times you can go to a financial institution like a bank or a credit union and set those up on your own.
Mutual fund directly if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those are some of the ones that we can kind of touch on today. I don't want to go too far in depth, because there are a lot of just different
details. We could do a couple hours on this.
Yeah, oh my goodness. And like I said, at ARC, we're not wealth management advisors. We're not investment advisors. We're not tax professionals. We do have traditional IRAs at ARC. We do not offer Roth IRAs yet, but we do have that option of, if you are working and earning money and you want to contribute to an IRA on your own, like outside of an employer option, you can set that up with us. But the nice thing about a 401k as opposed to an IRA, 401ks are through your employer, and usually they will match. There's usually some kind of matching program. Not always, but it's always good to ask.
Let me put it to you this way. When I was 24, I was working at a place that had that, and people scoffed at it. Well, that's not much. That's only a couple percentage points. Mm-hmm. It adds up.
Absolutely.
Take it.
Free money.
If you can put it in, they're going to match it. So they're giving you a raise that you can't touch until you retire.
Right. That will earn interest until you retire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that ARC would do Roth sometime in the future?
I know that we've looked at it. That's not my department, so I wouldn't know, hey, we're definitely going to do this until plans are more finalized, but it has been looked at.
Okay, so a 401k is something through work. An IRA is an individual retirement account that you can set up, and you can set it up through ARC. You can manage it yourself with ARC's help or something like that. How is it best to manage something like that, do you figure?
By manage, do you mean keep track of it online or add to it? How are you
both
asking?
Both.
Okay.
Because, people are going to say, well, so I just throw a certain amount of money at it. Well, no, you mentioned setting the target number first. Mm-hmm. Even though you're not financial advisors, these are simple things you could explain to somebody. Well, what's my number? And you can say, well, here's how you do the math. It's not locked in and again, you're not financial advisors, but you can point people in the right direction.
And when you are looking at, you have that target number, that goal, there are also yearly limits on what you can put in to certain account types. So be aware of that. And again, check with your tax advisor, because there are so many other things that come into play, like what tax bracket are you in, and what age are you? Those limits also can change based on tax law year over year. So tax professionals are kind of and your accountants are the best ones to consult with on that. Check and see how much do you have to contribute? Do you want to make it something that if it's not through your employer, you can on your own manually set aside like a transfer out of your whenever your paycheck gets deposited, you know, every 2 weeks, say, okay, X dollars are going into this, you know, this IRA account or this, however you have it set up, if your employer doesn't offer that 401k.
Well, you pointed out before on this program, you have the envelopes or the buckets, whatever you mm-hmm. want to call them. And if you pay yourself first, you can take from that and put into it. Even if you put $25 a month, if you have a certain amount, some investments have a minimum investment to start it. Mm-hmm. But after that, you can do as little as $25 a month and have it automatically deducted from your ARC account or any other, and you can do things that way. We have to take a break, but we'll continue here. Just a reminder that Money Matters on WRTA is sponsored by ARC Federal Credit Union. On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Before we run out of time, ARC does this every year. You collect supplies for something called Stockings for Troops by the Military Families Ministry, and that's getting underway next month, right, which is just around the corner.
Correct, yes. November, the whole month of November, both of our branches will be drop sites for supplies. We will have information up on our website, and we'll have flyers in our branches. Military Families Ministry, their website will have information on what items they collect, but it has to be things that can be safely shipped overseas to deployed troops. Usually it's like snack items, decks of cards for, you know, playing game time. But there is a whole list of
socks.
Different things. Yeah, socks are definitely on there. Because it used to just be socks for the soldiers, and they collected mainly socks when we had so many troops stationed in the Middle East and in the deserts and things. But now it is a lot of care package items. So
these are things, if you contact ARC or look at your website, you'll be able to tell people, hey, this is what we need, this is what we really don't. Mm-hmm. And then the two collection points are the offices, which are, remind us again?
We are at 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
All right. So you can check out the website. You can go to either of those locations during regular ARC hours, and they'll be able to explain everything to you, and we'll remind you of that at the end of the program as well. And there's a little disclaimer here that came on some of your notes. I mentioned it offhandedly earlier, and we went over it, but just so we get this in, ARC Federal Credit Union is not an investment or wealth management advisor. The information provided is for educational purposes only. Please talk to your financial advisor or tax professional when making decisions for retirement funds. And mm-hmm. I think we've been very transparent in encouraging people, yeah, that's not what we are representing here. We're saying, this is to give you ideas. This is to start planning ahead. And the earlier you start with retirement, and we've touched on several shows where Lisa will brought up, hey, you know, if you get in this earlier, it's going to make it a lot easier for you later. Mm-hmm. And I know that some people are going to say, yeah, but I, you know, remember the envelope thing that we talked about in some of the earlier shows. I don't have much in that envelope to invest because once I pay my bills, I'm about out of scratch. And it's like, what little you can put is better than zero.
Right. Anything is better than nothing. And even if you're sitting here and thinking, well, my goodness, I'm, you know, 55 years old, I barely have anything towards a retirement, and you're supposed to consider, you know, retirement in your, I think 67 is what the Social Security age
well,
is generically
more,
set
more
at
people are doing that. Yeah. So it used to be 62, then it was 65, 60. Some people are going to work into their 70s.
Right. And it does. It varies for everyone. But don't get discouraged if you think I am well past the point where it's even worth trying. It's never too late. Never too early.
If you save $5,000 by doing it, you know, 10 bucks at a time until between now and the time you retire, it's better than not having saved it.
Right.
So there's something mm-hmm. there. We were talking about IRAs and 401ks. There can be many components to them. I mentioned I would work for a company when I was 24 that instituted a 401k, and we're like, what's that? And there were options for you could pick this stock or this stock or this stock. And I told Lisa off air, I showed it to a friend of mine who did investments. He said, well, the good news is this is good, solid investing. You'll get something back on it. The bad news is it's not terribly exciting and it's not terribly risky, so you won't get as much as you could otherwise, but at least your money will be safe. And hopefully it beat inflation at the time. I don't know. Because once we were sold, we had to direct it ourselves after that with what little we had at the time. And, you know, hopefully it grows.
Right.
So you, there, the components, again, if people want to do a mutual fund, if they want to do something that ARSC offers, you guys can explain that. Even though you're not the financial advisor, you can explain your products.
Correct. And there are some calculators on within our website to help you get an idea. So we have the financial wellness tab on our homepage. And if you go into the drop-down on that, there's a section that'll say, like, coaches, calculators. You can click there. And there's an article that kind of explains what all's available. But there's a link within that article that will take you – it technically
tools
takes you off of our website. And there's a little OK pop-up you have to click on. But there is a whole plethora of – there's a topics bar at the top that you can just click. It'll give you all of their retirement topics. There's a calculator if you want to try and figure out where you're at or where you need to be.
There's a lot of stuff here. Personal financial wellness assessment, paying for college, moving, get out of debt, 50-30-20 rule, buying a home, budget calculator. This is a lot of the stuff that we've covered, that Liesl's mentioned on this show. You can go to the web, the ARC, ARC.
Federal.bonsai.org. I can't see the screen. I'm trying to go off memory.
Yeah, I was going to say, just go to the ARC website.
I was going to say, it's easier to get to.
ARCFCU.org, and then go to Financial Wellness, which is right in the center, and it'll show you all this stuff. So that would actually be a good companion to what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. One of the things you wanted to do was try to select a target date fund. Now, I know there are funds, if you get a mutual fund, they put the year in it that it's supposed to mature. Theoretically, I mean, it'll go beyond that if you leave it in, I guess.
Right. But that is a nice starting point for people that aren't, you know, investment savvy. That isn't our profession, per se. And it gives us a nice mix of investments that are either aggressive enough or conservative enough based on your age and how long you should have to have your money invested.
So. Yeah. I mean, I guess it just depends because nobody really knows when they're going to retire. You may plan, I'm going to work till I'm 75, and then health or other circumstances intervene. Could be in the business you're in. It could be having to move halfway across the country. You don't know. And your retirement may be a lot sooner than you think, or you may be able to be in the luxurious condition of, okay, I'll put it off for a couple of years. I'll work a few more because I'm healthy and I feel like it. And the boss is not kicking me out the door, which is a nice feeling.
Right. And that is, it goes right back to that, you know, all of these plans are, you have to start somewhere. Don't feel like I'm just not going to do anything because I don't know what to do. You have to start somewhere. So at least it gives you that starting point of, okay, I'm going to probably roughly retire around 2055. So that looks like my rough, okay, my date, my target date fund is retirement of 2055. Mm-hmm. If it has to be earlier, at least I had something going for me. If it gets to be later, it just keeps rolling.
I mean, and I'm just going to grab a number here as an example. If I was going to save $10,000 by a certain date, and then something happened, but I had saved seven. Well, I had the seven, which is better than zero.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I guess just to review here, set a target number and go over that again, how you want to do that to figure out what you want to do.
So there are the two options of, like, general guideline options of take your current expenses for the month, multiply that by 400. So, you know, you're talking mortgage, utilities, if you have a car payment, your phone or internet, take anything like that, your car insurance, add it all together and by 400. So if let's just say ballpark, you spend $2,500 a month between food and gas and your rent or your mortgage or all your insurances, all that stuff, that and times 400 is $1,000,000. I mean, it sounds like so much, but if you have started saving by the time in your 30s and you have 35, 40 years to save that up and it's earning interest while it's sitting there, then feasible.
I don't know if I would have had $1,000,000, but there's a bunch of stuff that I bought over the years, and I look back on it now. It's like, really, did I need to buy that? And it wasn't. And we're not talking like a $6,000 TV set. we're just talking, you know, small things that all add up over the years. And mm-hmm. as I found out when I moved, you then have to move all those things or give right. them away or put them on eBay or something to get rid of them because you don't necessarily want to carry them around the rest of your life.
Right, right. And I mean, you can also look at the at age 30, aim to have like whatever you make in a year, one times your salary saved. By 40, three times your salary saved. By 50, six times your salary. So that by the time you hit that retirement age, you're at 10 times your salary.
Yeah, you're not doing it all at once. That right. that would be impossible unless you hit the lottery. And I don't recommend the odds.
Right.
So choose your retirement accounts. Either look into a 401k or an individual retirement account and see what you want to do there. And then select your target date for retirement and hopefully that you are able to make that exactly as you'd like. Few people will. But, yeah, a good number can actually do it. It's like, yeah, I want to do till 68 and, yep, then I'm done.
And, yeah, things do get in the way, health or unforeseen circumstances. But the important thing is to at least have an outline. You know, don't feel like you're just floating along with no end in sight. You know, have some kind of plan set up.
Plan ahead or plan to fail?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like I said, I've made jokes on the show before about make X, spend less than X. And that's a simplistic way of doing it. But if you could say make X and spend a lot less than do this with the rest of it, you're better off later right. in life as opposed to just hoping it turns out well.
Right. And as with anything in life, there's a lot of variables, and we understand that, and we're not trying to say we're giving you the perfect recipe for success, but please don't just shrug it off and say, I can't manage that. It's hopeless. Or,
well, the thing I found is certain things show up whether you expect them to. If you don't buy any of your gifts, and Christmas will show up at Christmas.
Right.
Somebody once asked Lorne Michaels, Lorne Michaels asked the guy who runs Saturday Night Live, do you know why the show starts at 11:30? It's 11:29 now, but it was 11:30 at the time. Because that's when it's ready? He says, no, because it's 11:30. Whether it's ready or not, it's 11:30, so it's got to start. Whether you've bought your Christmas cards and gotten them in the mail or not, Christmas will come on the 25th. Whether you have planned for your retirement or not, it'll show up.
Yeah, there will come a day where you're not working anymore.
Or maybe you really can't afford to retire then at all. At least if you can cut back and make life a little easier on yourself when you're older, maybe you're not 100% retired. I know too many people who say they never want to retire, and they may change their mind when they get older. I know I think about work differently over the years as I go through it. I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do here. But at the same time, you think differently, and maybe you mature about it. But if you go through mm-hmm. all these things, set the target number, choose your retirement accounts, see what you want to do with them, set a target date. And a reminder again, they're not investment or wealth management advisors. It's for educational purposes. And we hope it's entertaining enough where if you don't have to worry about this today, you can at least start thinking about what do you want to do so you're when tomorrow comes that you got some idea.
Right. Yeah. Start planting those seeds of maybe I should just hop online and start looking around and seeing what's there for someone my age. You know, that do I have any savings already or do I need to start now? What's available? What are my options? And there's just so many tools. Please find a reputable, like a financial institution website or talk to a tax advisor when you start looking into this, just to make sure that you're going the right direction.
You guys, I noticed, do have certified financial counselors if you want. There's also, as we said on the other things here, the other services and the financial wellness and the coaches' calculators and all that. The link is at the main ARC site, which is
arcfcu.org.
And a reminder, they're collecting supplies for stockings for the troops through November. That's run by Military Families Ministry, and the locations where you can talk to them about anything financial or drop these things off.
1919 7th Avenue, Altoona, and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
And we've got that information, Liesl's phone number, and the web address on the podcast that we'll have of this program up on WRTA.com in just minutes, and then it'll also be on the ARC Federal Credit Union site. Liesl mm-hmm. Kaphammer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.